The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
What?
They match. You can't even tell what a new skin starts. This shit's amazing.
Mr. Arkell, welcome back.
Hello, Yamada-san.
So our business is concluded, and the transfer of our Earth territories to your hands is complete.
Thank you. And may I say I appreciate how smoothly the transfer has gone.
I hired to take down Far North the Brand. Every day those two are walking around, they're a threat to me. As far as I can tell you, I've got a damn thing. I thought I was hiring professionals. What do I get? Shimizu Light.
I would have you understand some things, Mr. Staten.
If I wanted to hear you jabber, I would have used a phone. No more stuff. Where is
hey! It?
Hello?
Regina, hi, it's Tommy.
Mr. Arkell, Tommy. I take it you've returned?
Just got back a few days ago.
How are you doing? I'm sorry I couldn't attend the funeral. There was so much going on.
Oh, don't worry about it. I know exactly how crazy things can get.
Yeah, I guess you would.
I remember this one time. It was a wedding party at the resort. This was before you ran the restaurant. The entire party got food poisoning from the catering, and, this is the best part. We accidentally put the extras on the discount buffet, and everyone was in gastronomic agony for the next 48 hours.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you should have seen the state of the bathrooms. It looked like the sewer blew up.
Sounds eerily familiar. You must be relieved. Do not have to deal with all that anymore.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, it's like missing a limb. But you do something for a decade or so, it becomes like breathing. You get used to these little catastrophes every other day.
A decade?
Which brings me to my reason for calling. I wanted to let you know I still want to buy the resort.
Tommy.
Now, hold on. Let me finish. I know you were thinking of selling it to Shimizu. Well, and considering what happened at the resort because of him, I can guess you might be a little reluctant to sell at all.
Well, maybe.
You've known me for a long time, Regina. Regardless of all the rumors, you know what kind of man I am, don't you?
Well, my experience? Rumors always have a grain of truth in them.
Well, of course. I wouldn't have the reputation I do if some of them were true.
You've always been ruthless, but fair. And I know now that the things Shimizu said about you weren't right.
All I'm asking is that you consider it. Pray about it. Maybe God will answer you.
I'll do that. Are you free later this morning? Perhaps we can meet and talk about it a little more.
Oh, sure. Let me finish my coffee and I'll head down to your office.
Great. See you then.
Yeah, boss?
Burn rubber, Major. Make sure you time it right. You don't want to lose another leg.
No worries, boss. Please. I'm insulted. I've been street racing since I was 16.
All right, go to it, then get the hell out of there. Don't want too many people to get a good look at you.
Now that is how it's done, baby. All right?
Hello? A water main was hit? Where? The thoroughfare? Was anyone hurt? Thank God. Okay, thank you. I'll notify the fire brigade.
Yeah, boss?
You're up, Sox.
You got it.
Sox, what happened? What did you do?
Jesus, I did just what you told me. You said to sabotage the electrical grid, so I hit it with a wrench.
fucking thing. That me clear across the fucking basement.
Did you put on the insulated suit?
Yeah, sure did, boss. I mean, what kind of moron do you take me for? Yeah, boss.
Put on the suit, you fucking idiot. Then hit the grid again.
Yeah, boss.
Thank you, Captain. Call me when you get the situation under control. Yes, triple time, no problem. Goodbye. What a mess. What the? Hello? Yes, I know the power's out. What? The whole resort? Okay, I'll call Hooks.
Here you go. Enjoy your meal.
Don't forget your bread. We really appreciate your help, Miss Debbie.
Sure. Glad to be here.
We're almost out of bread. I'll get some more out of the bag.
Come on. Where are you, you crazy son of a... Oh.
I can smell you.
Mad Dan.
Oh, my feet.
Take your feet out of the baked beans.
Can't eat brown things. Brown makes you hear the puppies.
Ooh. Here, have some soup. It's yellow. Mm.
I like yellow.
His Majesty, High Lord of the Dancing Guinea Pigs, commands you to free his followers trapped within the pants of all here. Go forth, Captain Cooey, and release the guinea pigs from the pants.
I must free the guinea pigs! Go, my minions, go! Out! Out of the pants.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, that's my girl.
What in the name of criminy?
All hail the Lord of the Dancing Guinea Pigs.
My gosh, to call Regina. Get off the pants. Let my minions
go. Yes, Hooks, I know you're busy, but the emergency generators won't last overnight. Look, I'll personally call everyone who's put in a work order and let them know that this takes precedence, okay? Thanks. Oh, dear God, what is going on today? Oh, no. What now? Hello? What? Yes, of course, the police. I'll call them. Asa, I'll have to call you back. Come in.
Hey, Regina, good to see you.
Mr. Arkell, you were right. Scott answered me. He has very clearly told me to get the hell out of Dodge. So, here, sign. And the kingery is yours. I trust the amount is fair?
Wow, you're prepared, aren't you?
And to be honest, I had these papers drawn up when Shimizu offered to buy the resort. But I'm happy it's going back to you.
Oh, Regina, this is probably half of what the kingery's worth. I couldn't possibly...
Not about the money. It's about doing what's right.
I'll have the credits transferred to you by noon. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. I'm just so relieved to be free of this. What happened today just proved that I don't have the heart to run this resort.
Oh, come on. You...
No, I mean it. My heart is somewhere else right now. Good luck, Mr. Arkell.
Thanks, Regina. You too.
Jesus really loves...
Oh, yeah. Back in the fucking saddle again.
Hello and welcome to the Moonlight Garden. My name is Justin and I'll be your server tonight. What would you like to order?
I'm gonna need a few minutes. My, date hasn't arrived yet.
Very good, sir.
Maybe she won't show. She'll realize what a bad idea this is and then I can just go home.
Hey, Hooks.
Debbie.
Wow, you clean up nice. Showered, clean fingernails, a suit. And are those flowers for me?
Oh, yeah, here.
Carnations?
I noticed that sometimes you'd buy them to put in the waiting room. I thought you liked them.
Actually, they tend to last for a few days as long as you change the water. It's better for the budget.
Oh.
But I do like them, thanks.
Well, you're welcome. Here, let me...
Ooh, such a gentleman. I feel kind of bad I didn't make more of an effort. I must smell like corn chowder and feet. I did put on a new dress, though.
It looks, very nice. I like it. It's very, flattering.
Most clothing you've ever seen on me, huh?
Yeah, almost.
You should laugh more often.
Oh, thanks.
Starting to relax now.
You have no idea how nervous I was about this.
I'm just a person, Hooks. I put my pants on the same way you do.
Sometimes I forget that.
So, tell me, are the rumors you're a virgin true?
What?
Well, you've never booked yourself an appointment, and I've never seen you go out on a date before this one. So, come on, it's a reasonable question. Give me that.
Okay, you got me there. But no, I was married once.
You're kidding me.
Nope, but it was brief. Just 4 months.
Wow. Can I ask why?
She said that good sex just wasn't enough for her anymore.
Good sex? What?
Are you ready to order?
I'm gonna need a few minutes. But, some water, please.
Of course.
What do you mean, good sex?
Well, that was just her opinion, of course. I don't really know how
it... Kiss me, Hooks.
What?
You heard me.
But this is just our first date, and I don't think that
Didn't I tell you before not to think about these things? Come on. You can tell a good fuck from the way a man kisses.
Good point.
Oh. Wow.
That was nice.
Wow.
Your water? I'll get you a refill.
You? Where did you learn how to kiss like that?
Nowhere.
Jesus, it's always the quiet ones. So you're telling me she married you for the sex?
That's what she said. We'd only been dating for 2 weeks when she asked me to marry her.
Seriously? 2 weeks? Why?
To be honest, it really wasn't like her. She's not the impulsive type. But she said she was addicted.
To you?
I guess.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
I think she might have been a little unstable.
How long ago was this?
I'd just gotten divorced when I came to the Kingery.
That soon?
Yeah, right after our cross-galaxy honeymoon cruise, which I'd spent all my savings on. She divorced me and got everything else. Which is why I took the job here. Mr. Arkell paid top dollar. The good news is I don't have to pay any alimony, and we never had kids, so no child support.
Shit. You know, Proc and I started out that way with the sex.
The, tentacles?
You'd be surprised. But even if you start a relationship with a basis on one thing, you have to work to make it grow. Otherwise, it just wilts.
I guess that's what happened. Do you miss Proc?
Of course. I mean, not every day, but I do think about him. And then I think about Tithia and how lucky I am. I've been meaning to thank you.
For what?
Really, Hooks? For everything. Tommy told me it was you who kept me alive long enough to get me to the hospital. And you didn't leave my side for a second. To say nothing of helping me get clean.
You did the same for me.
I cheated.
Same thing. I went through all the pain at once, but you were right there with me, helping me through it. So, thank you, too.
You saved my life. I know you'd have done that for any of us, but you didn't have to come back every day to the hospital, sit next to my bed for hours.
No, I did have to. I promised you I'd take care of you.
While I was getting clean.
Let me finish. I had to take care of you. Because in caring for you, I came to care for you. You know?
You're making very little sense.
I care about you, Debbie.
Oh. Hey there, kids. Damn, it's like we're interrupting.
What?
Getting something out of her eye.
By the back of her throat?
Oh, God.
We're on a date.
No shit.
So are we. Having a nice time, too. Though not quite as good as you do, apparently. Now would probably be a good time to introduce myself. I'm Sandrine Chow.
Oh, fuck, I keep forgetting to do that.
It's all right. It's kind of cute.
Hooks, Debbie. This is my friend Sandrine Shaw. Sandrine, these are my friends Debbie and Hooks.
Pleased to meet you.
He's a really great pisser.
Good to know.
Don't worry, Detective Gray. Your firearm will be waiting for you.
Hey, look, Tommy, it's the old ball and chain.
Oh, fuck, you kidding
me. Thank you, Justin. Ball and chain.
Long story.
Are you married?
No. Maddie and I just kind of grew up together.
How bad.
Debbie?
I see.
Debbie!
Debbie, maybe you should drink some water.
Tommy, would you excuse me for a minute?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. She didn't mean to offend you.
No, I just want to powder my nose. Go ahead and have a seat. Lovely to meet you.
Sandrine. Fuck. Maddie.
Tommy. Back from Earth.
Well, I am standing here, so, yeah. Listen.
I'm sorry about your mom.
Thanks.
When my dad got hurt, you said if there was anything you could do, just ask. I know that I told you to eat shit and die, but...
Yeah, I remember. Vividly.
So, if there is ever anything...
I got it. I will. Hey, on the good news side, I bought the resort back from Regina this morning.
Really? Guess that means I'll be storming into your office again.
Yeah, good times.
Did you ever have the carpets cleaned after I went traipsing through the sewer?
Well, when you're in my line of work, you have them cleaned all the time. Guess resort owners like to keep their floors clean.
Uh-huh. Way to dodge, Arkell.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Cleanliness is close to, all that other bullshit.
Sure. Congratulations.
Thank you. Were you serious about that favor? Because there is something you could do for me right now.
So if you think about it, the mechanics of people and machines aren't all that different. Once you learn the basic layout, tools, and functions, behaviors aren't that hard to predict.
Which is why the church job went off so well.
Hey, little girl.
Ryan!
Oh, she remembers my name. And to think, you were mostly just calling me this guy. You'd be Hooks, right?
This is awkward.
Why?
We're on a date?
Yeah, I'm not really seeing a connection there, but, congrats to the both of you. Now, if you two crazy kids will excuse me, I have a date of my own.
That's right. You and Maddie Gray. She's right over there.
Thanks. Now, I'm sure the both of you will have fun, and I'll leave you.
Are you fucking deranged?
I don't think what I'm asking is that unreasonable.
No, you just don't fucking think.
Maddie, hi. Who's this ass clown?
Who's this fuckbag who just called me an ass clown?
Brian Orion, Thomas Arkell. Thomas Arkell, Brian Orion.
What are you, a cartoon character? What kind of name is that?
The sort that's on my birth certificate and ID. Now, can we take a look at the wine list?
Excuse me?
I was thinking a nice, sweet, but just a little bit spicy white wine would go beautifully with those scallops.
Do you know who I am, shithead? And what I could do to you?
Oh. I'm guessing you're not the Somalia with the same name as the alleged crime boss of the notorious Arkell family. You'd be the Thomas Arkell, son of Sylvia Arkell, recently deceased and brother of Cassandra Arkell. Not recently deceased at all. It's all over the papers, and so, yes, I know who you are, and yes, I'm well aware of the fact that you could bend me over this table right now and do horrible things to my backside without the aid of lubrication, and no one would do a thing.
You little shit.
However, before such ass rapings take place, I believe I'm entitled to dinner first. Am I right? I think I'm gonna die at least.
Just what the fuck are you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a little bit too, highbrow and intellectual of me, wasn't it? What are you doing here again?
Look. My date ran off because Maddie is here at the same restaurant.
Hmm. Why's that?
Maddie and I have a history together.
No, we don't.
We had a thing.
One kiss does not make a thing or a history or anything.
That aside, my date got a little uncomfortable. I came over here to nicely ask you to change restaurants.
Okay, I see. Well, then I'm going to have to nicely ask you to fuck off.
What?
Go away. Arrivederci. Allez-vous. Adios. I know about 17 languages, and those are just the A's. I can do the other 14, but they all mean goodbye. We're not leaving.
Oh, snap.
In all fairness, I was here first.
Really, Arkell? How old are you? 6?
No. He has a point. And, you know, you're right. You were here first. But I don't think you have a date right now, do you? I do, though.
She went to go powder her nose.
Okay, sure. How about this? When she returns from powdering her nose, allow us to finish our appetizers, pay for them, and then we'll be on our way. Fair?
All right. I know a reasonable proposition when I hear it.
Fabulous. And, depending on how my date goes with this lovely lady, we'll see about you bending me over the table later. Okay, sweet cheeks?
Fine.
Tithia is right.
right, you do have balls of solid brass.
It does make finding underwear a bit of a challenge. And that's why I wear boxes. It lets the boys swing free.
No one talks to Tommy Arkell like that. Not even me.
Well, yeah, I think it was about time, wasn't it? You know, anything that brings a smile to your face is well worth the bullet in the head I'm going to get when I leave this restaurant.
Don't worry. I'll protect you.
My hero. By the way, you look absolutely stunning.
Thank you. You look very nice yourself.
Thanks. So, how was your horse?
Oh, God. Really?
Oh, you know, just making polite conversation.
That's polite.
It is in my world.
Maybe I should live in your world.
You shouldn't tempt me like that.
Speaking of your world, what is it that you do?
It's boring.
Tell me anyway.
No. Future information trading. What I do, essentially, is I sit in a cubicle and I stare at the wall all day. But I am very good at that. I'd say I'm the best in my field.
So you do nothing.
And I am very well paid.
Why'd you come to the Kingery?
I'm here with the boss. This is a business trip, really. But never mind mixing business with pleasure, if you know what I mean.
That's really cheesy.
I can be corny, too. You have the most beautiful eyes.
Oh, that's original.
I'm not done. You have eyes like the sea, and your blue is like the horizon, deep and intense. Then, as you move inward, it's greener, the most brilliant green, crashing into that gorgeous ball of rainbow in the center of it.
Wow. That is corny. What about the black dot in the middle?
Oh, well, that's just me. I'm floating in the air. Quite content to be lost in those vast oceans that I love.
You know, no one's ever given me corn or cheese before. Guess they thought I wouldn't put up with that kind of bullshit. Maybe I thought so too. But coming from you, I kind of like it.
Hello, and welcome to the Moonlight Garden. I'm Justin, and I'll be your server this evening.
This woman is suffering from a lactose and maize deficiency. Quick, my good man, run forthwith and bring her some corn and cheese before she dies.
You are utterly insane!
And for you, sir.
Gonna need a few minutes.
Sure. I'll be back in a moment.
No! No, don't! Don't bring corn and cheese! Just some water for now. And the wine list.
Of course. Can I bring you something from the bar? While you wait for your guest, Mr. Arkell.
Bourbon. Lots of it. You know what? Just bring the bottle.
Okay, deep breath. Maxwell, please hear me out. I know what we had was manufactured, but it was real for me. My feelings are real. I'm leaving now, and I ask you to consider going too. I know you don't feel the same way I do, but I'd regret it if I didn't at least try to get you to come with me. So, are you in or out? No, that's not right.
Yes, it's already on its way to you. I'm sorry, too. Thanks.
Sign here, Mr. Roberts, and you're all set.
Right. And thank you.
Maxwell. Please hear me out.
Regina, I'd hoped you'd show up.
No, no, don't talk. I'll have to start over.
No, no. Please listen. I have something to say.
You don't understand.
Regina, every time we talk, you have these long diatribes, and I say very little. I think it's my turn to talk now.
But why? Why did you do that?
Are you going to listen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I should have said this before. I apologize. I've been distant to you. Pushed you away, maybe even been a little cruel. It was out of line and unfair, but you don't understand why I did it.
No, I do. It's because you couldn't deal with my feelings for you, and...
Shh. My turn.
Right.
I pushed you away because I did feel something. You and I both know that who you fell for, it was mostly that Betty person. But there had to have been a piece that was me, because I feel something for you that I don't understand. It may not be love, but I'd be an idiot if I let you walk away and never find out. I didn't push you away because I couldn't deal with the feelings you had. I did it because I couldn't deal with the feelings that I had. So, I'm going with you. Maybe you'll find out you don't love me. Maybe I'll find out I do love you. But it'll be a lot easier if we're together.
I had a speech.
Okay. You can tell it to me in the cab. Right now, I want to kiss you again. I feel like a moron for not doing it sooner. Then, I want to go to my place and pack my stuff. After that, leave this godforsaken place with you.
Amen.
Oh my God. Why are you not teaching classes? That was incredible.
I'm sorry. I was a little nervous. Not really on my A game.
Seriously, what would your A game be, Hooks? Me actually passing out instead of feeling like I'm gonna?
Isn't that the normal reaction for women?
Oh my God, no, Hooks. God, no. Hooks, you have been given a gift. A mind-bending, soul-altering gift. Holy tap-dancing Jesus, man.
Oh no. Am I going to have a reputation now with your girls? Because I...
Hell no. Are you kidding me? I'd never see you again. I'm keeping you all to myself, you stallion. Maybe I'm selfish, but I'm a bitch, so they can all suck it. Honestly, I can't believe it. Michael R. Hooks is the best fuck at the kingery, possibly the universe. But that lives and dies with me.
Thank you.
This is the part where you lay down with me and we go to sleep.
Oh, you don't want to do it again?
Oh, God, honey. I'm going to need a few minutes and a big glass of water.
Sure, I'll get it for you.
One thing, Hooks.
Yeah?
Your ex-wife is an idiot.
On the next, the kingery.
So shut it.
Got it. What the fuck happened?
He ain't used to getting stood up, all right?
He went on a date? Jesus!
Dithia, I got big plans for you.
Me?
Yeah, when we were in the red, you thought of the underground brothel. Then you helped start and run it. That was good.
Stop already. I'm blushing.
I want you to take on something legit that's already running good. You guys get the permit?
Of course. We use the old carrot and stick routine. Works every time.
I'm the stick.
I never would have guessed.
Give me that box.
Hey, I got a move.
Hey, easy, Bubba. This is the new manager. What she says goes.
Look at this. What do you see?
Oh.
A crust.
Use your imagination.
I want you to look into this Brian Orion guy. Something's not right about him.
You want me to check up on your date? You know that's an abuse.
No, it's not like that. I think there's something really fishy about it.
I'm just busting your chops.
Nobody's reporting anything, boss, but we gotta be careful.
Only at PendantAudio.com. The Kingery, Season 4, Episode 4. I'm Gonna Need a Few Minutes. Featuring the voice talents of Tracy Hall as Regina, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, M. Sierra Garcia as Major, Renee Christine Jones as Sox, Shane Nolan as Debbie, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Brian Finnegan as Mad Dan, Harry Whittle as Hooks, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Andrea Fontenot as Sandrine Shaw, and Nicholas Rowley as Brian Orion. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Susan Bridges, Renee Christine Jones, Alicia Lane Matheson, Pete Mylan, and Perry Whittle. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by Christopher Stoddard. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2010, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macala Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2010, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.